King Charles III diagnosed with cancer, postpones public duties. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 5, 2024. King Charles has cancer, Buckingham Palace has said in a statement. And he will postpone his public duties while undergoing a program of treatment that began today. Just days after being discharged from hospital for treatment of a non-cancerous enlarged prostate, it has been revealed King Charles III also has cancer. The cancer was discovered during tests the monarch underwent during his hospital stay, which identified a separate issue of concern. Subsequent testing confirmed the king does have a non-specified form of cancer, Buckingham Palace said, and that he had already started a regime of treatment today. The BBC reports the king has received treatment in London as an outpatient. While the king is unable to perform public duties, the palace made clear his constitutional role is unaffected as he would be able to continue to undertake state business and official paperwork as usual. As previously noted, King Charles III is the King of the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Papua New Guinea, and 10 other Commonwealth realms besides. As a constitutional monarch, his assent is required for the passing of laws, but in practice this is now a mere formality, and he acts on the advice of his Prime Minister and Parliament. Charles ascended the throne in 2022 after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, who had a record-breaking reign of over 70 years. The king's enlarged prostate was disclosed by Buckingham Palace on January 17, the same day it was revealed the future queen, Catherine the Princess of Wales, had undergone abdominal surgery for an undisclosed ailment. It rapidly became apparent the princess' surgery had been a major one, and she spent 13 days recovering in hospital and is expected to spend months more convalescing. The disclosure about the health of the royals is highly unusual from a house that until recently kept such information under tight control, but the change is down to a king wishing to be more open. Indeed, Buckingham Palace said of the original treatment for the enlarged prostate that it was disclosed in hope of encouraging more men to seek treatment, and a similar message was released today. The palace said this afternoon, "His Majesty has chosen to share his diagnosis to prevent speculation and in the hope it may assist public understanding for all those around the world who are affected by cancer." Both the King and Princess Catherine receiving treatment or recovering at the same time puts two of the royal family's most effective and best-known faces out of the public eye for possibly months. Prince William has also taken time to help care for his wife and their children, and Princess Anne, the King's sister, has stepped up to take on more duties. The Prime Minister and leader of the opposition have both expressed their best wishes for the King. Rishi Sunak's statement said, "Wishing His Majesty a full and speedy recovery. I have no doubt he'll be back to full strength in no time, and I know the whole country will be wishing him well." Keir Starmer said, "On behalf of the Labour Party, I wish His Majesty all the very best for his recovery. We look forward to seeing him back to swift full health." The full Buckingham Palace statement. During the King's recent hospital procedure for benign prostate enlargement, a separate issue of concern was noted. Subsequent diagnostic tests have identified a form of cancer. His Majesty has today commenced a schedule of regular treatments, during which time he has been advised by doctors to postpone public-facing duties. Throughout this period, His Majesty will continue to undertake state business and official paperwork as usual. The King is grateful to his medical team for their swift intervention, which was made possible thanks to his recent hospital procedure. He remains wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible. His Majesty has chosen to share his diagnosis to prevent speculation and in the hope it may assist public understanding for all those around the world who are affected by cancer. Ends. Prince Harry will travel to Britain to be with the King, according to The Sun UK.